B-Pod Studios.
3 o'clock hour, Mike Missanelli show, and the 3 o'clock hour is brought to us by Core Police Bakery and Deli, world famous tomato pie, hoagie, party cheese, everybody's good. Phillies leak one out last night after they blew it twice. Josh Bell hit a cannon shot to tie it up off of Hector Neris, and they went in extra innings on a line drive home run by Sean Rodriguez, but that wasn't the real story. Afterwards, Sean decided to talk about certain things. And one of the guys right in there in the scrum, the media scrum, asking him questions and asked a great question about, well, you know, your performance lately hadn't been that good. So, and that started a justification, a response. Let's bring in the man who covers the Phillies for the Philadelphia Inquirer, Matt Breen, on the Comcast Business Hotline. Matt, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Mike. How you doing?
Doing good. Let's get right into it. You know, he lit it up a little bit last night on a normally mundane day. We got a topic to talk about. So what was your reaction to what he said, first of all? As a reporter standing there listening to him talk that way, what was your impression?
I was caught off guard. All I asked him was, because, you know, on the surface, it's a nice story. The guy has had a tough month, and here he is hitting a walk-off homer. So just ask him if your struggles this month makes this moment any sweeter. And that's what he had this call and response of: what are his struggles? How many? What day in the month is this? How many at-bats have I had this month? And he wanted to justify how hard of a job it is to pinch hit. And he's right. It's probably the toughest job in baseball is to be a pinch hitter. We know that, and everybody at his locker, I would say, understands that as well. We didn't need it to be educated, but if that's what he wanted to do, and that's fine. If he felt he was being, you know, judged on a small sample size and a tough role, that's fine, because it's a tough role to do. But when he started talking about the fans, that's when it kind of lost me there, and that's when it almost became a whole nother topic. It was no longer about pinch hitting. It was just about how the fans treat him.
Yeah, and it was, I think he veiled it. I think he wanted to say something about how the fans treat him, but he wound up trying to, you know, go into the realm of Rhys Hoskins and Bryce Harper booing them. And his quote to me, he goes, "I don't know if it's them feeling like they're owed something." Do these guys not know that they're basically performers for people?
Yeah, well, the sport wouldn't exist without the talent, but the sport really would not exist without the paying customer. My job wouldn't exist without the paying customer. Your job wouldn't exist without the customer. So that matters. And the athletes, they wouldn't be playing this sport if it wasn't for the people in the ballpark. And if you look at the back of the ticket, you have the right to boo somebody. You have the right to act, as long as you're not in a disorderly manner. You have the right to do that. So I just, to say someone's entitled to, feels entitled to boo, well, technically, yeah, they are entitled to boo, and I don't see a problem with booing. It's a problem, of course, if someone's cursing off Rhys Hoskins or Bryce Harper, but if someone's booing after an at-bat and with the bases loaded and an infield pop-up as a result, I don't see a problem with that.
You know, it's the age-old debate, and you've been around players enough now to know that they don't believe booing should happen, and that they believe the fans' responsibility is to actually go the other way and encourage them when they're going bad. Now, you can debate either side of that. As a guy who covers the sport, where do you come off?
Yeah, maybe that happens in places like Tampa Bay or the LA Angels or the Pittsburgh Pirates. But it doesn't happen in Philadelphia, New York, Boston. It's just not, that's not how real metropolitan fan bases act. It's a reaction to what they're seeing. It's not, like when Rhys Hoskins popped up last night, Sean Rodriguez said, you know, people think booing him is going to make him try harder or play better. I don't think that's the reason for the boo. It's not that deep. Like, this isn't a study on sociology or psychology of the boo. It's just, I came here because I invest a lot of time in this baseball team. It's probably a lot of these people's lives are based around the Phillies, and I just saw an infield pop up, and my initial reaction is to boo it. That's all it is. It's not that deep as if the fan in section 412 thinks he's going to motivate Rhys Hoskins by booing.
No, you're absolutely right. It's mind-boggling that he can't possibly think that in that moment, let's just take that moment, that the fan's responsibility is to say, oh, don't worry about it, Rhys, and applaud him as he's walking to the dugout. Go get him next time. Keep doing your thing. Is he that oblivious?
Well, a lot of these guys, they didn't grow up as fans of sports. They're professional athletes, so there's a disconnect. They don't. Just like, I don't know, I can't get in the head of a professional athlete. They can't get in the head of a normal, you know, Joe paying a ticket to go to see a baseball game. So there's just that natural disconnect. And the one thing that stands out, this weekend in Miami, Gabe Kapler talked about accountability. And he wanted to see more accountability from Nick Civetta when they sent him to the minors. I don't know how much accountability was shown last night when if you're going to blame the fans for not motivating you.
Yeah, speaking of accountability, and I'll get to some pertinent Philly questions next, but accountability with Cesar Hernandez, and on that whole snafu that went on, he originally told you guys it was a disciplinary measure, then he doubled back on it after you guys went to Hernandez, and Hernandez said he didn't tell me that. Like, what is wrong with that moment? What is wrong with Gabe Kapler when that kind of confusion comes out, where he almost looks reluctant to criticize one of his players, when criticism was absolutely needed there.
Yeah, and it seemed like it was cut and dry when we left the manager's office. Simply asked, is he not in the lineup because of what happened yesterday? Yes. Why he felt the need to do that now instead, and when he didn't do it to Gene Segura, and everything was fine. He was disciplined for not running out a ball on Sunday. It's over with. And then Cesar Hernandez was almost, the interview was almost over, and then he said that, well, this isn't about yesterday for all I'm concerned, because it was just, everyone thought it was a no-brainer that he had been told, and then he revealed it towards the end that he hadn't been told. And what happened was that Gabe Kapler told him, because he refused to use the word punishment. He said words are important. He didn't want to use the word punishment to Cesar Hernandez. So he didn't use the word punishment. He didn't use the word benching. So Cesar Hernandez thought, well, if I'm not being punished and I'm not being benched, then I just have a day off. And that's where it got lost in this, because there was a refusal to use a strong word like punishment.
There are two things wrong with that. Number one is that he doubled back and he's afraid of a backlash from his players, when actually that would have got him more respect from the players. And the second is that Cesar could be oblivious to being benched for doing what he did. To me, that's a messed up clubhouse.
Yeah, but in Cesar's defense, this happened Sunday afternoon. He stayed in the game. He was talked to by various players and coaches in the dugout afterwards. Ran back on the field and then talked to Gabe Kapler after the game. So maybe he thought it was handled. It was done. Everything happened Sunday. Gabe said he wasn't going to pull him from the game. It happened in the sixth inning or the seventh inning, and the game went on. So maybe he thought it was over. And then when he got the messaging from Gabe Kapler that left out those key words, then he. It was for sure. It had nothing to do with Sunday.
All right, let's talk about Rhys Hoskins. 167 since the All-Star break. What do you think is going on with him? What are they saying is going on with him? What do you do with him at this point?
Well, I think you have to keep playing him, because you talk about a guy that's important in your lineup, and you've seen him over the last 3 years and how important he can be. But it's just what's going on right now is I'm seeing a swing that is creating way too many pop-ups. Too many fly balls, one of the highest launch angles in baseball, and a launch angle that is drastically higher than what it was 2 years ago. And I think this John Maley, the hitting coach that was fired, his approach, Rhys Hoskins almost bought too much into it to keep the ball in the air, to hit fly balls, and now his swing is totally different than what it was a year ago, and even more so 2 years ago. And you're just seeing a lot of just fly balls, and he's almost getting trapped.
Do you know if Charlie Manuel is addressing this with him? Is that his chief pupil at this point, or no?
Charlie's been around. He's still feeling his way, but if you get to the ballpark at 3:30 in the afternoon and they're taking early BP, Hoskins is usually out there, and Charlie is right there with them. So I would definitely say that's his guy. If there's anybody that he needs to work with right now, it's Rhys Hoskins, and Charlie's been on the job for a little more than a week now, and I'm sure that's, you know, his main focus.
All right, Matt, last question, because, you know, you're at the ballpark early, obviously. Sean Rodriguez in the lineup tonight playing third base. Will you guys get to Sean because he obviously caused the flurry by saying what he said last night, and his wife also has joined the fray here on social media. Yeah, his wife is tweeting out a bunch of stuff and going back and forth with certain people about what Sean said last night, defending him. So will that be a topic when you guys arrive at the ballpark today with him?
It'll definitely, we'll talk to Gabe Kapler at 4 o'clock. It'll definitely be a topic there. And if he's around, and these guys aren't always in the clubhouse, but if he's around, I'm sure if he has a statement to make or, you know, a response, that he would definitely be somebody we talk to.
All right. Matt, good job. We appreciate it. Good question. Yeah, you had the facts right there. 1-for-20 with 11 Ks. And then, you know, he apparently was justifying it that it was against Sandy Koufax. All right, man, we'll talk to you.
See you, Mike.
All right. Yeah, well, look at all the pitchers I had to face. I had to face Trevor Hoffman one night. Lee Smith. They brought in
Mariano Rivera. That's a hard cutter.
They brought Mariano in one night.
You mean you had to play baseball?
Yeah, like Greg
you
Maddox,
had to play
Randy
baseball?
Johnson, Roger Clemens, Nolan Ryan. I mean,
how hard it is to hit against a closer like Mariano.
That's also some of those at bats were in the sixth inning. He acts like he's always coming up bottom nine,
not like
down three.
Not like they're throwing Hector Neris against me. You know what I'm saying?
He hit that ball a mile off Neris last night. The fans were shocked. Like out there, they didn't realize the ball could reach that far. They didn't even know to look for a ball.
It hit the Chicky Pete's grill, didn't it?
Yeah, that thing was so far.
Fly baseball.
A mile last night off Neris.
610-632-0975. Well, I just looked at how much money do you think Sean Rodriguez has made in his major league career?
I don't
know.
This is the 10th year.
He is a .226 career hitter.
10 years.
He has played 12 years.
12 years.
In the big leagues.
He gives up 4 years because this year he completes his full pension.
How much money has he made? No, like compared to Bryce Harper, it's a pittance, but
220 hitter. I'm going to say he's made $13
million. $20.2
million
my man has made, which means to me, whatever position they put him at, he needs to genuflect before the first pitch is thrown that inning. Right at the position. Genuflect that he's been lucky enough to play Major League Baseball and make $20.2 million.
And we're entitled? Okay, Shawnee.
Dave in Center City, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dave. What's up, Dave?
So, MG.
What's up, Dave?
Before I talk Jadavian Clowney, I want to talk about FanFest. Just an unbelievable gathering. A polite dudes, classy women, something the fools at the other end of the dial couldn't pull off in 25 straight years. I get there at 1:30. I'm tied up in the bar area for 2 hours. No lie, I run into 30 people I know. I spent $200 buying drinks.
But you didn't run into the 10 guys from your old neighborhood.
Well, here's what happened. I run into a mother-daughter team. They're debating on who I was going to take out later. All of a sudden, I hear your voice on general knowledge. I run out
That's
there.
Not true!
Tyrone, that's a great soundbite, dude. Oh, that's great.
Yeah. The mother-daughter were going to the police station when they saw you. That's where they were headed.
So that's what happened. I come back in looking for them, and then I see you, and you're like, Dave, guys are looking for you. Thanks for the Colgate pick, which was a dud. But Mikey Miss.
Yes.
Getting back to business, in regards to Clowney, when he wants to be, he can be an unstoppable pass rusher like Gastineau and Strahan were. But my question to you, Mikey Miss, is should we rent this guy for this season?
Listen, you know me. I would love to add great players, right? I just don't see the Eagles doing it. Financially, and because they think they've got two guys that are starters, and right, I don't know. Right. I don't see it happening. Tyrone, do you see it happening?
I do not.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I'm looking for Saltunis, and Natalie says, Dave, he's out there somewhere. Go find him. Don't be so lazy.
Yeah.
I love you guys.
It was tough to find people. Thanks, Dave.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, appreciate it. Dave was hanging out inside. It was a beautiful 80-degree day.
I saw him outside.
Oh, he did come outside?
Yeah, I did see him outside. Yeah, he was looking for Andrew, and I was like, he's around here somewhere. I don't know.
I thought that may have been inside that you ran into him.
No, I didn't even make it back inside until 5 o'clock, until it was over.
Yeah. You guys, after the failed meet and greet
that I missed.
I was on stage with the show.
I know. Yeah,
and I got there, and I saw you as I got there, and then all of a sudden you were gone.
We must have been on the way out because we were like, we'll just do it.
Because your cousin brought me over.
Yeah, I know. But we can't be two places at once. So I know you couldn't be two places at once. We were like, we look over and the one guy that was with Natalie had an earpiece and was like, oh, here's Deshaun. So he was like, yeah, he's not going to be able to make it. But we had a little line. So like, we might as well take pictures with these people because you're busy.
The line was going on and you were still on the stage.
And we were like, he can't be here and there. And Deshaun has to take precedence at that point. You're kind of the MC of the event.
Dude, your cousin's a hoot.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Was it Hakeem?
Yes.
Hakeem is a trip, man.
Yeah.
He really is.
He finds a way.
Yeah, he's the best.
I appreciate your brother there.
Yeah.
How could your brother be bodyguarding you?
Well, listen.
You don't need a bodyguard. I needed your brother.
Well, he would have went around with you, but you had to give him a couple dollars.
How much you give him?
Not a lot.
Hank and Ardmore, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hank.
How you doing, Mikey Miss? Good talking to you again.
What's going on, Hank?
All right, buddy. I'm a lifelong, hardcore Philadelphia Phillies fan. I'm 72 years old. I go back to the Connie Mack Stadium days. Mikey Miss, I'm confused. Did Sean Rodriguez commit a murder or rape somebody? He gave his opinion on something. That was his opinion.
Yeah. Of course, but you know the way it happens. When you attack the fan base, you can't win. I hear what you're saying. They're a little sensitive. They can't take it. They can give it out, but they can't take it.
Well, you know what happened? Well, two more things, Mikey. According to you, and I don't agree with this, you have to be a star to have an opinion. Everybody's in that clubhouse 25
men. No, an opinion is different than having standing for the opinion. If you have standing for an opinion. When you're Sean Rodriguez, you have absolutely no standing to offer that opinion.
Okay. Well, Mikey Miss, you're the man. You know I love you, Mikey Miss. But the truth is, the radio host and the fans need to man up. Somebody called them out, and they got all nervous. Man up, fellas.
Yeah,
but
here it is. Here's the question I must ask you, because I somewhat agree with you. Man up meaning, do they have a responsibility to man up? You're saying they have a responsibility to man up and not be able to do what they need to do, even though they're the paying customer.
Okay, well, Mikey, anybody can do whatever they want as long as it doesn't get personal. I'm 72. I go to about, I used to go to like 40 games.
All right, well, they did anything they wanted. They booed their displeasure when the bases were loaded with one out.
Right, I have no problem with it. I don't believe in it. I never booed nobody.
I don't either. But that you can't like judge other people's frustrations. They're right. Invested emotionally in the game. When something happens that disappoints them, what are they supposed to do? Be quiet?
Okay. No, I don't even mind the booing at the time. But today, that's the only thing you hear on the radio shows.
It's a great conversation. Listen, man, I'm all about conversation, Kank.
Right.
And conversation to me is it's the age old debate. Is it out of line to boo? And should you go the other way and encourage? Or do you have the right to be displeased at the product that you've paid for?
Okay, Mikey Miss, if I was at the game last night, which I wasn't at the game last night. I'm going tonight. But if I was at the game last night when Hoskins popped up, I would have said some nasty words in my own self, not to Hoskins, in my own self, and just been frustrated and waited for Harper to strike out.
Okay, well, then guess what? You're maybe a little stronger mentally than some other people would be. I don't know what to tell you. Should you be congratulated for that? I don't know. Yeah, you know, going to a game is all about emotions. The emotions are jacked up to a very high level when the Phillies are on the verge of winning the game with the bases loaded and Rhys Hoskins up. That has created this kind of energy. When it doesn't happen, it's like air coming out of a dummy. And some people look at that and go, oh, darn. And other people go, damn it, boo. All you had to do is put your bat on the ball. Either way, you know, whatever you are made of inside. But for players not to understand that emotion, that's the thing that gets me. You've got to be smart enough to understand the emotion. Because at the end of the day, your life's not that bad. It just isn't. You're getting a Major League Baseball paycheck. You get first-class hotels and treatment. Yes, it's hard. It's stressful. But come on, man. Would you trade places with anybody? Would you trade places with that fan who comes there and pays $75 to see you play? I don't think so. 610-632-0975. Mike Missanelli Show back after this.
The Mike Missanelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
All right, 3:30. It is the Mike Missanelli Show, and it is time to update our Twitter poll brought to us by Paul B. Moore and Sons. Natalie.
Thanks, Mike. Today's poll, we have over 1,800 votes on this one. Is Sean Rodriguez right about the Phillies fans? 16% say yes, 84% say no. So the majority, you know, people have grown.
Yes.
Sorry,
yes.
I'm a little tired.
Sorry, people have grown.
So I have sand in my brain.
You want to give any highlights of your little shore trip over the weekend?
No, it was just nice.
No?
No, it was just fun. Nice to be on the beach, although it wasn't really beach weather. But it was good to be down there.
Tell a story of you walking in a bar.
No,
and,
I don't.
Okay. All right.
No.
Saying you ran into somebody.
No, obviously. It's fine.
All right. Tonight's lineup is. It's a great story.
No.
Depriving people of a great story, but that's right.
No.
Okay. Tonight's lineup: Hoskins, Realmuto, Harper, Segura, hitting fourth back to cleanup. Dickerson's hitting fifth. Dickerson against the left-hander tonight in the lineup. Hernandez, Rodriguez.
Come on.
And Slappy Happy hitting eighth.
You mean put a little respect on
Hazley. Adam Hazley. I call him Slappy.
But that means that the illness for Jetpacks must
Jetpacks is out of the lineup.
So it must be pretty serious if he's missing now second day. He's probably on IV fluids and all that. You know, it could get bad.
Yeah, the gastroenteritis can really knock you out.
Yeah, that's what my guess is.
Yeah.
If he's missing another day.
So Dickerson, who doesn't hit lefties, and Hazley, who doesn't hit lefties in the lineup against the lefty. But fortunately, I have Rodriguez in there to balance it out a little bit.
Yeah, he's only one. He's won for his last 15 against lefties. Rodriguez is. Small sample size.
Yes, he hasn't exactly 50. Hit lefties.
Come on. Frank, and now they can't even bring Franco up until September
something. Franco. This Franco love for you is going out of, it's gotten out of control.
It's not really Franco love, actually.
What is it, anti-Gabe love? Anti-Gabe stuff?
I can't figure out this Rodriguez thing. And once I wrap my mind around it, I'll let it go.
It's really simple. First of all, Gabe has an association with him. But I don't think that's the major reason. I think they're misguided enough to think that because he plays multiple positions, he actually helps the team. Well, in reality, he doesn't, because he doesn't hit. So what's the point that he could play other positions? See, that's where it doesn't make sense.
Right. And if this team is flawed as it is with the everyday lineup, with the first baseman struggling especially, and all the shifting around in the outfield.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need another guy who almost always is automatic out. I know he hit the home run last night, and that was great.
Drilled it.
And I'm a Phillies fan, mm-hmm. so I was really glad at the time he hit the home run.
Mm-hmm.
But come on.
Dickerson hit a monster shot.
That guy can hit. No, that guy can hit.
He's a strong buck, that dude.
He's a flat out. He has to come back. He can flat out hit.
What are you doing with him? Let me discuss this. Would you agree that Hoskins has a little bit of value?
Yes.
Okay. So next year, they either have to platoon Dickerson with McCutcheon, which they might have to do anyway because McCutcheon's now 34.
Yeah, but the guy gets
or
on base
they have Dickerson play first base and you initiate some kind of a trade with Hoskins. Now, would you do that? Now, mind you, Dickerson can't hit lefties.
See, I'm not ready to part ways with Reese.
Okay.
And he's a Boris guy, and I like that the Phillies have mm-hmm. a good relationship with Boris because mm-hmm. the number one pitcher from the Astros this mm-hmm. offseason is another Boris client. Mm-hmm. I don't want to mess that up, and I still believe in him.
Okay.
So I'm not doing that, but I just have to find a way to have Dickerson back because the guy flat out hits.
All right, well, then best thing for him is he's going to be a platoon outfielder.
Yeah, I'll have to shift around. And yeah,
hey, McCutcheon, Hart, will Hawley play?
But the problem
because
is,
there are more right-handers than lefties.
But the tough part about that is, though, he was such a good leadoff hitter for him. When you were out, Hembo had a stat. He thinks that McCutcheon's injury was the most significant injury in Major League Baseball this year.
I get it, bro. But we're trying to arrive at a solution here.
I know, but what are you
going to do with Dickerson?
Right, but who's your everyday leadoff hitter? You need a leadoff hitter.
All right, well, then it's got to be McCutcheon. You got to decide one way or the other. Either McCutcheon's a full-time player, leadoff hitter, and you can't use Dickerson except for a bench bat, or you platoon him.
I got to have him as a bench. I can't let him go if I have him. Okay. I can't let him go.
All right.
That guy is.
You think he can play center field full-time?
No. Not full-time.
All right, well, it'll be interesting to see what they do with him. Now, I just got an email from a guy named Wade, and Wade says, "Hi, Mike. A guy like myself actually agrees with Sean Rodriguez. I never boo my own team, and in my opinion, it's slightly immature."
I actually kind of agree with that, to be honest.
All right.
I don't get mad at other people to boo, but I mm-hmm. personally never boo. I'm not a boo guy.
Yeah.
Except lack of effort. And I don't think Reese Hoskins, for example, isn't trying. And I think Sean Rodriguez is trying. I just don't think he's good. So I only boo lack of effort.
Let me ask you this. Did Sean Rodriguez get booed last night at any time?
No.
Well, then what triggered this whole soliloquy about the boos?
Reese Hoskins getting booed.
So he's just sticking up for his teammate.
Yep. That's why the guys, like you said, the guys probably love it. He's sticking up for Reese. And no, but Reese Hoskins says, "I don't care about getting booed. We won. I couldn't care less."
That's why he's lasted so long, 12 years in the big leagues, hitting .220.
Everybody likes him. Manager likes him. Teammates like him.
Curry's favorite with his teammates.
That's
a craft. He made $20 million doing that. Kissing teammates' asses.
Not bad.
Kyle in the Northeast, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Kyle.
Hello, yeah.
What's up, Kyle?
Sean Rodriguez, he doesn't have the clout in our city with sports heat to talk like that.
Oh, I agree. I've said he doesn't have standing.
You know, like, you have to have done something. Like, when Ben Simmons got mad during the playoffs, was he wrong? Yeah, I would say he was, because we expect more from him. But at least he has the room to talk. You can't be all... He's not...
No, I agree. Rodriguez goes, "You know what? I got pimple muscles. I got the soapboxes. I hit the game winner. Here's my opinion." Well, normally he wouldn't get an opportunity to say what he felt, but he hit the game winner last night, so he had a forum.
Yeah, and that was something. I was going on Twitter, and everyone was just like, "Oh, this is a crazy game."
Well, because fans don't like to get criticized. We do have thin skin. That's the one thing. We don't like to get criticized. It's not when they push it back in the fans' face, fans don't like it.
No, definitely not.
Yes. So, you know, in a way, we're overly sensitive.
I would agree.
All right, you got it, bud. Let's go, Darren in Mount Airy. Darren, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Darren?
What's up, Mike?
How you doing, buddy?
Hi, Roland and Nelly. I'm doing good. Mike, hey, look here. I've got to tell you about this. My cousin and I was having a conversation last week, and you was having a Mike moment earlier, and you used that word, "oof." Man, that's some funny stuff. People didn't get it, and people just blew past it. But I just wanted to share that. But, hey, look here. That Rodriguez, he doesn't have time in the game nor the stats to back up what he was saying last night. It's not cool with me. I'm a Phillies fan. I'm 56. He doesn't have enough time if you play that type of lingo to Philadelphia until he puts his time in until his stats gets upgraded.
I get you. No, I totally agree with you. You know, when it comes, see, the people, fans find it, are incredulous at this, that it was Sean Rodriguez who said it. You know, like, if Harper said it, somebody had said it, you know, they would have had a little more tolerance for it. But this guy, as the 25th man on the team, and most of the year people have been saying he doesn't even belong on this team, and he says it, it rankled people. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I got to have some self-awareness if I'm Sean Rodriguez. You know, I got to go, you know, I can't say that. I'm lucky to get a paycheck. Is he gone? My man's gone?
Bailed.
See, I like a look here guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Look here. I like that. I like a look here guy. Al in Ocean City. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Al.
Hi, Mike.
What's up, Al?
Yeah, I'm just surprised that Segura never got benched for that play because, I don't know if you remember, it cost us McCutcheon for the season. That bonehead play.
Yeah. Yeah. Segura did get benched this year, didn't he? The second or third time he did it, he got benched.
Yeah, and I think Hoskins would do a lot better if he wasn't doing choreography for celebrations with backs patting everybody on the back.
See, that didn't bother you.
Spend a little more time concentrating on hitting instead of the wave, you know?
Well, that didn't bother you when he was hitting. All of a sudden now it's bothering you? The way they do the wave, it's the video game thing they do.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, they're all conditioned.
I've seen other teams were mocking them when they were doing this.
Oh, really?
Milwaukee did.
They're doing the mock wave?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I like that.
Oh, yeah.
I like that counterplay.
Yeah. And just answer me one question. Why isn't Kingery in the lineup tonight?
He's got gastroenteritis. He was taken out of last night's game because of it.
Oh, okay. All right.
You know how that
is. All right, nice talking to you, Mike.
Creeps up on you, and you got a little looseness going on. Sorry. You know what? Take an Imodium and get to the field.
I mean, right, unless they're hiding another injury. That's what they said last night, though. It wasn't, like, muscular or anything. So
maybe he ate something.
Must be. If it's freight food poisoning, he might still be in bed. And if it's a stomach virus and he's contagious, you don't bring him around the teammates because then that goes through the whole clubhouse. And then Harper's puking around a brand new baby. Real Muto's puking instead of throwing people out of second base. You can't have that. That guy's got a rocket.
I have this new...
This gastroenteritis thing, you're buying into this. Now it's a stomach virus and now it's like Dustin Hoffman's going to start in the movie.
I'm just guessing if it kept him out, but maybe he's available to pinch hit. We didn't find out. We just know. And why else would Rodriguez be starting again? Because of the one hit after. So he's 1 for 22, and now he's got to start. That can't be his life.
I'm saying, if I'm the player, I demand to play. Gastroenteritis isn't gonna keep me out of the lineup now.
I have this great essential oils for stomach issues.
Do you?
Maybe you take it down to him. Get him to change the lineup late.
Mm-hmm.
Get it down to him before 7. Change the lineup.
All right. Take a break.
Let's
come back.
If he wants it.
Mike Masnelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Masnelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
Hey, it's 3:46. In case you missed the lineup for your Phils tonight, and they're facing the left-hander Tuesday facing the night. Steven Brault, 27-year-old left-hander. Let's see what he's done. 3.98 ERA. 74 strikeouts in 83.2 innings. Looks like a 92-mile-an-hour guy. All right, so your lineup tonight is Big Fella leading off. Real hitting two. Harp three. El Mambo is your cleanup hitter. Now, there's some discrepancy on what our next, the guy hitting fifth, Corey Dickerson. He has CD on his back, but Harp last night called him Dick. I assume he didn't want Dick on the back of his jersey, but that's really his nickname in the clubhouse.
Yes,
like and he put CD, because Dick would look, you know.
It'd be funny.
Yeah, but you can't put that on there.
Nah, you can't.
No, so, and then you got Cecita playing second base, Chi-Chi at third, and Hayes.
Hayes, that's a good name. Hayes is fine.
And your starter tonight is Smiles?
Yeah.
All right.
He's struggling.
What's the line on this game?
Let me get the line. He's really struggling.
Smiles.
He's struggling.
Yeah.
I don't feel great about him because. All right, here we go.
-140 Phillies.
Woo. Oh, they're gonna win again.
Oh. All right. Let's keep it rolling. Russ and Trooper, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Russ.
Mike.
What's up, Russ?
How are you guys?
How you doing, buddy?
Living a dream. So as I'm listening to everybody talk, and everybody's saying, we're all basically saying the same thing. I want to say something so interesting and clever. Rodriguez needs to just shut his damn mouth. For real. You know, it's like the track record's not there. I ain't hating you. I understand your perception is your reality. I understand that. But come on, man. What have you done? You basically stole money for, what, 8-10 years? I don't know how good of a player was it. What's he, 200 for his whole career? And, you know, I was never a good baseball player myself, but when the record numbers don't lie, people do. You know what I'm saying? It's frustrating.
Yeah, listen, all players think the same as he does. You know, he said, here's the other part of his quote, there's nobody here doesn't want to win. That's what sucks. When we hear that, we learn to try and take that and use it like we should. Right, but he doesn't really mean that because that's saying that like they would take extra motivation for it. But then he goes, but if I sat and just buried you every single day verbally, is that helping? Well, is it our job to help you, Holmes? Really, I can ask is it my job? If I was in that media thing, is it my job to help you? I don't know. Maybe we can clear this up.
Is he not in the MLB? I mean,
exactly. You know who's there to help you? There's a hitting coach. There's a manager, you know?
Come on.
You know, it's not my responsibility to help him.
They try to Jedi mind trick us. That's what it was. But we ain't weak minded individuals right. In Philly. So yeah, you know what's up.
Every fan has this responsibility to bolster our boys. And what do we get out of it? Ugats.
That's it. Ugats.
All right.
Have a great night. Thanks. You guys.
All right, Russ. I mean, that's what I'm like. All right. And so I got to come to the park and I got to worry about lifting the boys' spirits. As if I don't have enough to worry about. I got to figure out my kids want a freaking helmet with ice cream in it every three innings. You know? I got to pay for parking.
$20 for parking.
Exactly.
$18 to park.
We have to get back to our seats to make sure that we are there to mentally lift up
correct.
These grown men.
It's just too much for me. You know, I got all these responsibilities coming to the park.
You have a day job?
I got to pick up somebody's spirits, too.
And right. You have a day
you
job.
You got to go from work. You got to get down there on a work night.
Exactly.
Because these people down there on a Monday night. They got work tomorrow, so then they got to drink a little bit, but not too much because they got to go to work. They got to eat dinner at the park, which is a fortune. And now you got to take care of Shawnee.
I just got my rear end chewed out by my miserable boss.
See?
I got to go home. I got to shower. I got to round the kids in the wagon.
Make sure your bills are paid.
The missus is giving you a hard time about cleaning the gutters.
Mm-hmm.
But now you got to help
apparently
out Sean.
Apparently, I got to pick up their spirits. I mean, it's a burden. Let's go to Frank on a cell. Frank, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Frank.
Hey, Mikey. Thank you for taking my call.
What's up, Frankie?
Hey, I just wanted to say thanks again for having FanFest. That was great.
Awesome. Glad you can make it there, Frank.
Yeah, I wanted to say thank you to Ty and Natalie. I know they were getting ready to leave from the photos. I was actually the guy that had the Embiid jersey and the Sixers hat on and was able to squeeze in two more pictures. That was really cool.
Beautiful.
And then, like, just seeing Bob, seeing how, like, happy he was to be there and having Trent win for him was just, I think that lifted everyone's heart up a lot, too. So that was really cool.
You know, Bob grabbed the mic. He grabbed the mic back after I had him go, "Hi, Mike." He give me that microphone. He had a speech to make. He was great.
Yeah, Mom. The only thing I was kind of bummed out. I think, you know, you had to, like, enter for the chance to win the meet and greet with Deshaun.
Yeah.
And apparently the text went off on my phone and I never got it. And on the way home, I saw, like, past 5 o'clock, I'd won the
damn.
But that's all right. I got to meet you guys, and that made up for it.
All right, cool.
As far as Sean Rodriguez, I totally agree with everybody. I mean, he's supposed to be the right-handed bat we need late in games, 6th, 7th inning, and so forth. Hitting 1-for-20, and for him to have that one lucky home run and then use the platform to rip us for what we've been doing the reason, I think we've been more than fair with him since the All-Star break.
Yeah. Well, listen, like I said, was he on the roster the whole year, or did they bring him up early in the season? He didn't make the
no, no, he brought him up.
He brought him up, yeah. Okay. He's just done him standing. I know last night maybe he thought he had standing because he had a home run to win the game. But in general, he doesn't have standing to do that.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I mean, he should just be so lucky that he is earning a check, getting closer to his pension. I need him out of here next year.
Yeah, all right, man. We got it. Now, I'm looking at his career. He's had one bright spot in his career.
What year?
It was 2016.
All right.
With the Pirates. His second year with the Pirates. He hit 270 with 18 home runs and 56 RBIs. He parlayed that into a free agent contract with the Atlanta Braves, who then traded him back to the Pirates the following year. And since he got traded back to the Pirates, he went 168. And the next year, he hit 167.
Come on.
In 173 plate appearances. So, I don't know what was so coveted about Sean Rodriguez. They assigned him a minor league deal. But he was coming off 160. He hit 162 with Atlanta, by the way, when they traded him back to the Pirates. And they hit 168, 167.
Well, he was coveted, because he knew Gabe and they knew his character.
So, he played with Gabe in Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
A couple years.
And there's people, apparently they were pretty close. At least that's what the word is.
All right.
We don't know if it's true, but it seems true. His behavior makes me believe it even more. Oh, the manager got his back for him to talk like that.
Yeah, I mean, he looks like a good teammate. You know, he's the type of guy, he's a utility guy that probably befriends everybody. Goes a long way.
Sure.
Keeps you in the big leagues.
I don't have any of that in me.
Good,
I wouldn't have made
good
it long.
Clubhouse guy.
I wouldn't have made it long in the bigs. Even if I could play, because I wouldn't have been like that.
No, you would have been a miserable. 4 o'clock hours ahead. Mike Missanelli show right here on 97.5. The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.